The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So over the years online, there have been thousands of memes that have come and gone, and while some remain timeless relics in internet history, others do not pass the test of time and kind of fade out to never really be used again. Yes, the lifespan of a meme can be days, months, years, or even decades. But even more interesting to me, though, is when someone becomes a full-blown living meme.
My name is András Arató, but people might know me as Hydropain Harold.
Or at least creates a career off of going viral. You have people who have become full-blown comedians with strong fan bases off of one video. Of course, you have your Hawk Tuas and the Catch Me Outside girls of the world. But one of the more annoying people to go viral off of their meme was this guy Salt Bae back in 2017, who started popping off after he went viral for his methods of salting a steak.
Years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I feel like this was something that the dumbest person you know found absolutely hilarious. You know, a real genius like me could not understand the appeal of his little party trick, but I digress. You know, I guess I just don't want the salt bouncing off that dirty ass elbow before it touches my food.
I make a video. Our waiter, I ask him, can you take a picture and video for me? I make a one big tomahawk. And then I cut very nice and then I put the salt, you know, with the sun, you know, like a rain, like a snow.
Now either way, this meme took the world by storm with SNL skits. You had people doing celebrations of touchdowns with this. You had others dressing up as this guy for Halloween, cosplaying as the Salt Bae.
In Turkey, this is how you pour your salt on. We have a man who became a billionaire from salt.
Yes.
From salt. You can all put salt on, he did it the best. Bam.
And soon after all this commotion, Salt Bae would capitalize on this and continue going viral by putting his meat into his customers' mouths all across the country. You know, I don't know about you guys, but to me, this all has the same energy as the guys who be going to town at the hibachi. Yes, chef, shoot it in my mouth, please. Like, what the fuck are you doing, son? To me, this shit is Diddy-coded all day. In fact, in doing research for this video, I found various instances of him hanging out with Diddy, getting shoutouts from him.
Shout out, this your boy Puff Daddy. I'm here with my brother Salt Bae. He's sprinkling us with that flavor. Man, the man has finesse, style, and he's a genius at what he does. He's a one of one. Yes.
Congratulations to my brother Salt Bae.
Yeah. My brother Salt Bae.
and he was apparently even in one of his commercials.
Blue Dot is about love, celebration.
I mean, don't tell me that these guys didn't hit at least one steak with that baby oil salts combo. And this guy would get real disrespectful with this shit. It's not like a fun little trick where your dog catches food in their mouth. Hell no, he was putting his meat in various women's mouths in a very sexual manner, all while their husband was picking up the tab. I even found this video where the guy made it very clear that shit was not going to happen. He would not be going down like Adam 22.
Went to Salt Bae at E's restaurant, and my fiancé was not going to let that man feed me.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, regardless of how I feel, the Salt Bae is apparently a very successful person who comes from extremely humble beginnings. His father was a mine worker and he grew up in this two-bedroom home with no electricity or running water. Dropping out of school at 13, he became an apprentice to a butcher and the rest is really history. Opening numerous steakhouses since 2010, of course going viral, and amassing a very large personal fortune in the tens of millions of dollars. At his restaurant, people were regularly paying thousands of dollars for these golden steaks. And if that shit does not scream, "I love social media validation and it controls my mind," I don't know what does.
Cappuccino!
But it's crazy when you think somebody has spent 615,000 dirhams on food at your restaurant. How does it make you feel?
Make me feel very happy.
Why is it so expensive?
We are not expensive. This is, you know, perception, not reality.
In general, I feel like these trendy spots that people like to go, I always leave wondering why the fuck I just spent $200 to $300 on a very mid dinner. It's like when I went to Hell's Kitchen, the risotto was cold. I was looking around like, where the fuck is Gordon Ramsay when I need him? Well, at least I can get a shirt that tells me to piss off after he runs my pockets with a $30 beer. Either way, a couple of years back, I talked about how Salt Bae is always clout hungry since he got his first taste of fame. And he actually caught a lot of flack for this at the World Cup back in 2022.
Think about it. Yeah. Well, you think if he plays in MLS for the next 3 years, there's a World Cup in the States.
Right there.
They come asking.
And with Messi being one of the most famous people on the planet, it obviously got a lot of attention when he was ignoring Salt Bae. Because basically, he took the biggest moment in these guys' lives and tried to make it about himself. And some of these photos were just downright ridiculous. Also, keep in mind, with him being from Turkey, he really had no connection to Argentina who won that year. And weeks before this all went down, he was sucking off Ronaldo on Instagram, and then he was out here on the pitch begging Messi for a picture. But the guy was simply clout chasing and everyone knew it, and this motherfucker really thought that he was part of the team.
Why did you go onto the World Cup pitch after the final, touch the World Cup, and kiss the World Cup? What were you thinking?
You know, I love Argentina, I love football. And this is the accident. My mistake. Before, I don't know the rules. Now, I know the rules.
Of course, after the clips went viral, this got him banned from several future events. And I feel like he kind of stuck a fork in the whole Salt Bae movement, or at least so we thought. Now, before we get into the current day demise of Salt Bae, after all those people stopped purchasing those overpriced steaks, I want to tell you guys about a great purchase.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the Savings Challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You can make with the sponsor of today's video. So every day around 5 p.m. in my household, there is this magic moment. And it always starts when I get my hands on this yellow bag. I mean, the color is really no coincidence, because my dogs see this food as gold. Even right now, I know y'all can see her in the background checking it out. Yeah, they should have put you on the bag, right? In all seriousness though, the sponsor of today's video, Sundays for Dogs, has changed the dog food game. I mean, at this point, I have my dogs eating it, my sister's Boston Terriers love it, and even my parents' senior dogs devour it every single time. And that's despite the fact that they are missing some teeth. These are human-grade ingredients, air-dried to perfection for your dog to consume. It's like if you took a beef, chicken, or turkey salad and fed it to your dog in the form of these air-dried pieces. And it is so much easier to serve than other foods I tried in the past, where I had to defrost and then store them in my fridge. I just really like this brand, honestly, they're probably my favorite product I've ever worked with. And for my audience, me and Sundays are partnering up today to give you guys 50% off your first order when you go to sundaysfordogs.com/Jamari, or you can always simply check out with my code Jamari. So give your pooch a chance to try this food by using my code or visiting the link down below. I really think they will enjoy it as much as mine do.
What are your plans for 2025?
2025, you know, I think our best year.
So that was a fucking lie.
Now, the last 2.5 years, Salt Bae has been trying to keep his relevance hanging on by a thread. The guy has to have spent a fortune purchasing the most fake followers I've ever seen. Like, yes, he was viral, but I do not really see a world where he could amass 52 million followers. He's also still been trying to show up to events, including a Champions League after party, where he was promptly removed because, honestly, who gives a damn about the Salt Bae? They knew he was just there to chase clout. This was the first time he had gone viral since the World Cup incident, and obviously after that one was so publicly an issue, people really don't seem to want this guy around. It just feels like one of those things where he thinks he's much more important than he truly is to other people. He did try to save face in this situation, acting like he just so happened to be waiting around near this entrance to this high profile party, claiming that there were thousands of other people who wanted to see him and not these other celebrities, and that he was really just there to sign autographs and take pictures with his apparent fans. Even going as far as to claim that this clip of him and his friends clearly being denied access to this party was apparently created by AI. I mean, talk about an absolutely pathetic excuse. Like, yes, AI has gotten a little bit more realistic in recent times, but this shit was obviously 100% real.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like, is that gonna be the new excuse people use when bad shit comes out about them? Is that like the new version of, oh, I got hacked?
You love this. That's why you make videos all the time now.
Not very important. Everybody waiting.
Now, beyond people being tired of his 8-year-old shtick, the man's business has also taken a turn for the worst. For instance, at one time, his London steakhouse was doing well over $13 million in revenue per year, but that number has now slowed to just $2.2 million. This is a loss of revenue by over 80% in just 3 years, and that number has been steadily declining by almost 50% year over year, which is typically a clear indication that a business is dying rapidly. Now, whether this was a side effect of a bad global economy, or his flame is just finally burning out, we do not really know, but it's likely a combination of several things. Most likely the fact that people finally realized that it's fucking stupid to spend $1,500 on a steak wrapped in sheets of gold that costs nothing. Like, even the experience itself with this little man feeding his meat into your mouth was always dumb. Still, Salt Bae has been trying to save face by changing the pricing on his menu and apparently dedicating himself to making his business go green. But this has all obviously not been working, with some former staff members even alleging that this guy was stealing their tips to try and help save his bottom line. He also had other allegations of various discrimination, and it was also rumored that even when he was doing well, making all this money off his overpriced steaks, he was still paying highly skilled staff only a little bit more than minimum wage. And now it has actually been announced that Salt Bae would be closing down several of his restaurants, including the location in Los Angeles as well as Las Vegas. And this adds to a longer list of failed ventures from Dallas to a New York City burger joint, as well as a restaurant in Boston that have all closed this last year.
You opened here in New York. Why was this the next city that you wanted to open in?
New York is center of the world. If you success in New York, all over the world, success.
To me, this is a clear indication that his brand is pretty much dead, and no matter how hard he tries to revive it and make it look like it's all good, that is simply not the reality. I mean, it's truly amazing to me how someone who starts out so humble can turn into such a clout chaser. And you would think that coming from nothing, he would provide more for his staff and not be allegedly stealing these tips. But honestly, this guy seems like a pretty self-involved jerk to me, and someone who is definitely not worthy of online fame, but y'all let me know what you guys think about this Salt Bae update down below. But as always, I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. Y'all make sure to check out the sponsor of today's video, Sundays for Dogs. And as you guys know, it's been your boy, the Tan Superman, and some other living meme crash outs out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace!
He's sprinkling us with that flavor. Man, the man has finesse, style, and he's a genius at what he does. He's a one of one. Yes.